From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Tyranny's Prisoner by J.A. Wilkins and R.R. Drodd. Now let's begin with Tyranny's Prisoner. In hyperspace, approaching the Zarasan system, third week out from Beta Gaia. The end of jump warning wailed. Elise Danian, captain of the cargo ship Capricorn, acknowledged the piercing klaxon with a quick stab to her console. The cessation of noise helped, but her body remained tense. Callan and her privateers had abducted her friend Alex 3 weeks ago on Beta Gaia, and the search for him was taking its toll. Elise's practiced hands danced over the controls as she entered the sequence to bring them out of hyperspace. Staring past the blank computer screen before her, she ignored its explosion into the streaks of light coalescing into the starfield of real space. Pulling the eyepiece of her VR navigator into place, she reached to activate it. Her hand didn't make contact with the console. Without warning, the Capricorn lurched, nearly ejecting her from her seat. "Computer!" Elise yelled. "What hit us?" "The ship has sustained laser hits to the aft and midsections," the computer announced. "What the... who the hell is firing on us?" "You want the whole of you activated?" asked Mike Archer, her new Beta Gaian crewman. "No!" Elise shouted. "It'll be too distracting. Use the VR," she said, finally able to activate her own unit. "We'll be able to see what's going on outside without leaving our stations." "Computer, activate deflectors. Russ, bring the weapons online," Elise called to her co-pilot. "Computer, tell me what's going on." She paused only a half second before demanding, "Computer, I need answers, now." Several more seconds ticked by before she realized that her request wasn't specific enough. "Computer, give me a damage report and ship status." "Damage to forward collector array due to weapons fire from the Colonial Intergalactic Authority ship, the Cobra."